The Alaskana Award was created in 1994 to recognize one work of fiction or nonfiction that, quote, gives significant contributions to the understanding of Alaska, exhibiting originality, depth of research, and knowledge. But the best part for Brendan Jones, the winner this year, is that the Alaskana Award is decided by librarians around the state.
But they were the ones who, you know, nominated and recognized this book. Just warms my heart.
While The Alaskan Laundry is fictional, there are strands of memoir. The protagonist, an Italian-American woman named Tara Marconi, was raised in Philadelphia. Jones was too. She lands a job at a salmon hatchery in Port Anna, a community much like Sitka, and settles into a life much like Jones's, commercial fishing and refurbishing a World War II-era tugboat. Since its publication last year, the 380-page paperback was a pick of the month for Oprah's book club and longlisted for the Center for Fiction First Novel Prize. But for Jones, the national awards pale in comparison to a statewide nod.
I think Alaska is some of the best readers, I would argue, in the country and probably the world as a result of our winters and small communities. And even the fishing community, I mean, some of the best readers are trollers because, you know, if the story doesn't catch their attention very quickly, they're going to put it down. So they're very discriminating in a way, the literati in New York City or what have you, San Francisco. It's not. So ringing bell with those folks, I think it's just the best and definitely what I was hoping to do.
Previous recipients of the Alaskana Award include Nora and Richard Dauenauer and Lydia Black for Russians in Tlingit America, The Battles of Sitka, and Heather Lendy for If You Lived Here, I'd Know Your Name. Last year, at the Association of Writers and Writing Programs in Seattle, attendees were asking themselves, are we in the middle of an Alaskan literary renaissance? Jones thinks so, for the same reason there's been a boom in reality television based in Alaska.
Be truckers on the ice road or gold tanning or fishing or whatever. And then on the flip side, you have a lot of writers interested in writing speculatively and on the level of image about the state. I mean, it's just such a kind of poetic, and they just tell a good yarn.
Jones, who started Alaskan Laundry 11 years ago, describes his writing style as dirt and grit realism. He's inspired by authors like Raymond Carver, Tobias Wolff, and Richard Ford.
Writing kind of short declarative sentences that, to use a familiar phrase, just kind of shows things or describes things as they are. You know, it's kind of the antithesis to magical realism or even science fiction or fantasy fiction. Maybe it's my own pet theory, but I think that there's so many incredible things that happen in the state and so many wonderful stories that you don't necessarily need to rely on a heavy dose of fantasy in order to get a really fantastic story.
Jones will receive his award at the Alaska Library Association's annual conference on February 25th in Ketchikan. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.